Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our various things. I don't even know what's on there. Willie, what's on there? I know I ask this a lot, but like what?
It's just,
is there anything new on there?
No, there's nothing new. I'll work on putting some new on there. It's got links to our shirts, links to our all the different socials.
We made a little video. We should put that, or maybe we should just keep that for the Patreon. You should release that video for the Patreons. Let's do that.
All right. That's good.
So go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and see this 2-minute video that Willie and I shot on our iPhones. If you have a topic or guest in mind, email us, wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. He is a musician from the band Crashing Hotels, and he is also an experiential producer. And we're going to find out what that is. It's A.O. Hello, A.O.
What's up? How are you guys doing?
How's it going, man?
Good, man. Good. How you doing?
And enjoying this fall season. It's getting colder outside.
You're in Colorado.
Yeah,
where just things like that happen. We're in LA and nothing. So you got the leaves falling and stuff like that.
Yeah, big time, dude. And I think there was a lot of water out here this past season, so all the nutrients are just sucked up into those trees real good. So the colors are like crazy, like rich, very rich.
Nice.
You're an experiential producer, and I've never heard of that. I already have a concept because I knew that Willie was going out there to work on this thing. So I don't know, just lay it down.
Yeah, it's production. It's just like logistics, handling, scheduling, hiring, managing, overall just sight on of the job. But it tends to happen in the world of in-life events, like things that people would actually show up to, go through, have things on them inside of things. Them walking through a world.
We met because we were putting in an experience at the Haunted Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, and Wade was supposed to actually be on that, and then the budget kind of got
fucked, and I'm pissed at everyone who worked on it, so watch out.
And I'm like, I'm the producer. I wasn't the lead for that one, at least. So that's Saved by the Bell. Supposed to do there? What were you coming on to do?
Just whatever Willie was doing. I was going to be just like another one of him.
Cool. Well, that was a sick group of dudes. So
yeah, it was awesome.
Good to meet you.
So it's like, I didn't know that there was this many things. Like how often are you doing something? Is there a lot of these things?
Yeah, I'm booked year round, because like, you got to think, like when a large brand wants to release a new shoe or a car or a movie, like they need people to be, basically it's the cheapest way to get marketing, because everybody's going to be taking selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to be saying, oh, I'm here. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
they happen all the time. There's one happening right now somewhere for sure. There's hundreds happening right now somewhere. There was for Ted Lasso, the show Ted Lasso, they had this tour that was on this bus. We built a DJ rack on top of the bus and we toured it all through Los Angeles. So that's something that I did.
That's Space, pretty cool.
Yeah, Space Jam comes out, and that all those massive events that happened in New York and Los Angeles, like that was what I did.
Who goes to these things? It sounds like they cost, right? Do they not cost?
No, they're always free. Other than the thing that Willie and I did.
Because I was like getting a hotel room and shit. But
yeah,
like,
that was a little bit of a different thing. But they're usually free. Yeah, it's just,
oh, so you can just go to these things? Huh, all right. Well, I don't know. I don't leave my place. I just watch the window.
It could come to you, dude, on the cheap.
So you're out there in Colorado. You're doing this. Well, tell me about your band. What kind of stuff is it? Crashing Hotels.
Yeah. Crashing Hotels is just like kind of like a pulsy, vibrant, it's in the pocket. Like you're always going to be grooving, but it's like kind of dark, but up at the same time. It's like somber music, but like.
What's his name? Francis and the Lights? Is it kind of like that?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know.
Fuck. All right. Well,
I listened to it and I thought it was really good. And I just listened to your whole collection 3 times in a row. I couldn't stop. It was awesome.
Dude, that's the cool thing about my music. So like, I actually carry this a pretty heavy feeling of like, almost feeling like almost ashamed that I might have let down like my family or friends, because people were always like, "Dude, you're easily gonna become famous. Like, dude, your music's just every song's like it's on that level, dude. You're gonna like, dude, for sure." And then here I am, like with like 90 listeners on Spotify or whatever. But I still go to bed. I still go to bed every single night. I've done this since I was like 4, 5. I go to bed just fantasizing about writing really pretty soothing music, like music that feels like you're getting like your hair brushed or something, you know? So I feel like
Like that feeling of when you're I, they don't do this. Well, I haven't been to the barber in a long time, but when they're washing your hair, that's like the best, right? It's like
absolutely.
that. It's like music you could listen to when they're
Dude.
washing your hair at the barber's. So
There it is. That's the genre, dude.
it's just you. It's just you. It's like, I'm just jealous. I want to do that shit, but I feel like you need a bunch of stuff to do it. You know what I mean?
It's so funny you said that, because today I don't ever like document myself creating the music, but I was like, I should take a picture before I start of just my setup, because this has been the same setup it's been for 10 years. I don't use anything. Like, I basically record in dry as fuck. I was like looking at myself being like, "Oh, I only have like 2 foot pedals, and I've had those for forever, and I only have this one guitar, and like I only have that one keyboard and that one little keyboard." And I was like, "Oh shit, that's crazy that all these songs have come out of only this little thing."
My thing is, I'm so set in the way I do things. It sounds like you maybe are too, because you've had the same setup for so long. I refuse to like learn new ways to do it when I'm just like, well, I've got this and this works fine.
Yeah, until I need something to point out, like basically I need a scapegoat to like be the reason why I'm not making shit that I think sounds okay. I'll just stick with what, you know what I mean? Until I'm like, fuck, I can't do this anymore. I'll go get like a, I don't know, an echo thingy or something.
Well, check it out. It's called Crashing Hotels, and it sounds like it's cool. And it sounds like, look up Francis and the Lights. I
Maybe
don't know.
that's what I'm gonna do.
Do you like to listen to the same style of music that you write, or is it just for you? Is it just like, this is my thing? I want to do this.
Man, so that's an interesting story. Is so during COVID is when I first got into listening to music. So I've really kind of only been, what's 2025 now. So like,
In your life?
man, I was very
Wow.
strange. Yeah, I was strange back in the day, dude. When I was like young, right now I feel internally like things are going like, and I like want to do this with you guys, and I'm gonna go down and play in the studio for a little bit, and then I'll get on the drums for a little bit, and then I like will do some like hip exercises or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I really like to feel like my time is like saturated. Just have this internal kind of volcano.
So you never listen to music because you're too, because you wanted to be, what do you mean?
Yeah, pretty much my whole t most of my time was taken up by literally being in my room, headphones on, messing with samples, sampling, playing, rearranging, resampling, trying
I
to shit
see.
like this.
You were
So
making it, you were creating, you didn't have time to consume.
And I was literally like, I would be in my spot for like 16 hours, 14 hours, 12 hours. Like
So
I
you
was
don't have any like influences.
not really, dude. I mean, in high school, I came across this record label called Anacon Records. They're
I
like
thought
the
you were gonna say Nirvana for a second, and I was like,
No.
yeah.
These guys, well,
You might have heard of them.
they weren't inspiring to me. They were more kind of they calmed me a little bit, because I heard people doing stuff kind of like in the same sound. It was like really pretty but grungy and potent, but in their own very unique way. And so it kind of those guys kind of like made me be like, "Oh, dope. Like, I think they're cool. So I feel fine. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing."
It's almost like proof of concept. You're just like, oh, I'm not the only lunatic who likes this shit.
Dude. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's cool. Okay, well, we got to get into the more sci-fi shit. So let's just jump into the wow scale here. Wow scale. The wow scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the five questions, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Yep.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Ghosts.
I hope one doesn't show up tonight because my girlfriend's not here. And do I think they exist? I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so? You never had a ghost story?
Nope. I've never had any type of ghost thing. I've never had like any super duper creepy chili up my back thing.
The more we've been talking about this, the more I feel like if you're down to be spooked, they'll spook you, you know?
Absolutely. No, I mean, here, let me tell you this. Like last night walking up the stairs from my studio, there's like these are the stairs and then the ceiling's like this. So your feet kind of walk up like that.
Okay. And
right when I got about here, I was just like, put it in my head. I was like, what if I thought that these hands were going to just grab me right there? Cause it's so dark down there.
Right.
I was like, what if I just thought that? And then I thought that and dude, my heart rate fucking jumped out of my throat. And you know, I told myself, don't run because I had these slippery little sandals on that I just got. And I was like, don't be crazy and run up here real fast, slip and actually hurt yourself because you just freaked out. Something was going to grab your toe.
Yeah, dude. Last night I got scared a couple times and then things fell in the room and I was just like, all right, shut it off, knock it off. Like
you start searching for confirmations, right? Like your brain's kind of being like, oh, I had this idea. Like, where can I see points in my reality that can like confirm this to be
what
I'm experiencing?
And those used to send me on a anxiety ridden being frozen for hours, you know. So like, I just had to shut that off.
Oh, shit. Like scared?
They're so concerned with you. This is I laugh at. He needs a real friend like you who's like, oh my god, dude, are you okay? And I'm just like, you're an idiot.
It's because I'm new, so I still have empathy. Once you know each other longer, so isn't that weird? How when you first meet someone, you're like, you're best. Yeah, and then as it goes, you're like getting more and more shitty.
Okay, third question. Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot. Dude, there are some videos out from Southern Colorado on this train.
I've seen that. I'm sorry to cut you off. I've seen that. And I heard that where this train is, there is a brewery there with Bigfoot in their name. And so they stage these things to get people to. But I saw that where it's like the train's going by and it just sits down.
Yeah.
And then I picture them, that being their advertisement. Oh, that's pretty
good. It's like a big grass hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really smart. That's super smart. But I'm going to say, yes, I believe in it, but maybe not in the context of like living in the Rocky Mountain woods, but probably live somewhere in like that George guy, you know, that bald headed upright walking ape that they had in like the late 70s and they toured him around and shit. It's fucked up. You can find videos of it. It's really horrific.
Oh shit. What?
he had, I think you have either 24 or 26 chromosomes or something like that. And he had 25. He was right in the middle. So like all the other apes didn't like how he smelled. So they kind of like kicked him out. And he was like pretty easily turned on by human females as well as like primate females.
They would tour him around and he would just have an erection the whole time. No. Just be...
It was like bi curious George.
It's sad, man. If you watch it, you'll at least I feel deep sadness for it. It's fucked up.
I mean, it sounds fucked up. It's funny to listen to.
Yeah.
This is actually big because like, I'm not trying to like make you feel like vulnerable in any way or anything like that. But like very rarely does anyone believe in Bigfoot. So this is like, I feel like we need like a siren or like some horns, some like majestic horns anytime someone believes in Bigfoot.
It's rare. I do, but most people don't.
Fourth question, was 9/11 an inside job?
Oh, God. Is this going to get me flagged online?
Depends on what you say. Let's hear it.
I think 9/11 was probably more realistically like a really long-term cooperative game where each team takes big hits. All the players have to give and take in this really sadistic, weird, fucked up way to kind of get people's emotions involved with decision making. So you got to ramp up the people's emotions and then start laying in kind of your key touch points, because I feel like people are more likely to believe things when they're highly emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I realistically think, do I think that these random ass people, that some of these people could barely fucking fly a, you know, they could fly a simulator, but dude, you get a, and to like lean it into the,
oh dude,
that's not very like, you could have clipped the wing easily, but to dead center that nose like that, like, I don't know.
If you listen to people that understand this plane, any of these planes, they could not go that fast, that low, because there's not enough air to get. Anyway,
okay.
Oh, wait. So you think it was like a deep fake? Like a, what do you mean? You don't think the
planes? I think that they were military planes that actually did the crashing. Well, gotcha. the two towers. I don't think the people were on those.
Gotcha.
Which is a whole weird thing, you know.
Well, how did they get the pictures of the like the big planes from all the different angles with all the different people and stuff?
I think that they were like painted to look like those planes.
Oh, got you. They were basically wearing body kits. They were like military grade planes that they were built to kind of execute.
Which is so weird, because I also think the Pentagon was a missile. I think the one plane over the state was.
Don't like, add more. Don't add more.
I think the Pentagon was definitely a missile. There's what?
This is the problem with the WoW scale. It hasn't been for a very long time, but this is a newer question where Willie starts chiming in as if it's a topic. It's a litmus test, Willie.
Don't get me wrong, dude. I'm down.
No, I know. We could talk about it all night.
Yeah.
The last question in the WoW scale, the multiverse. So this is kind of like, do you think the multiverse could actually exist and that we could like travel in between it?
I would take the away from multiverse, and I would just say that we're in a multiverse type of format. When you pour a beer out, and that head builds, and if you really zoomed in on that head, it would be all these tons of little tiny little bubbles, perfect circles pushing up against each other, kind of bending and working. And this other force is really connecting gravity, right? Or an air pressure and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
I believe that the universe mimics everything that you see in the infinitely large. It's just the mimicry and reflection of the infinitely small. So, you know, there's a lot of clues out there just about how things explode, how ripplets come out of water, how sound moves, like oscillations, circular things, that we probably live in some type of massive fucking beer froth that's being created and destroyed at the same time. Actually, this tattoo right here is this shit called quantum foam. I got this out of Kip Thorne's Black Holes and Time Warps when I was studying some physics at CU Boulder. And that's kind of what I think we're in. We're in this kind of fuzzy froth that it's constantly convecting and creating and destroying at the same time, existing and non-existing.
So, okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. We're kind of in there next to another bubble. Do you think it's possible for us to jump over into one of those other bubbles?
I don't think that it would be like we jump over same exact everything, because these are frothing over here. How does like a nonverbal autistic kid have telepathy? Like, how does a mom have telepathy, right? Am I starting problems by saying that?
You're not starting problems. This is the point. It's for me and the audience to get a handle on what sort of conversation we're in for. And I can tell you, based on that answer, that we're in for a 4 out of 5. You're a 4 on the WoW scale. So, Willie, why don't you hit us with the topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, was Loreto, Peru attacked by aliens or just gold miners with jetpacks? Which one sounds more ridiculous? The Iquitu tribe from the San Antonio community are being attacked by what they call Los Pelacaras, the face peelers, and America has gone with the official story that the Peru government police force said that it was just jetpack miners. Grab a drink and join us as we sift through the stories and talk about what's really going on tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Have you heard of this before, AO?
Nope, not until I got the link.
So this was like from 2023. this little town that was like, the only way to get to it, you got to take the river for like a couple hours.
I'm sorry, which country? Venezuela?
Peru.
I'm sorry, it's a what? It's a mine?
No, no. So there's this isolated community in rural
Peru. What the
Peru.
Fuck was I thinking of? Okay.
Oh, well, there's miners. There's gold miners in the story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In that area, there is legal gold mining operations going on, cartel or whatever, you know, just like, but in order to have illegal gold out there, you need to sift through the gold. They usually use like mercury. So there's like pools of mercury in the area where that, because that's how they like chemically separate it. And then you've got to put it on barrels and send it on big ships down the river. So it's like, if there's an illegal gold mining operation going on, it's pretty big. You can't do it at night. You can't really do it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it would be run on bribery, right? And looking the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like I said, it took one person that went there. We'll get into him in a bit, but like took him 2 hours on a boat to get there. Just cause it's in the middle of nowhere. So like those 2 hours of the boat, they could be anywhere around there. Like, I know that they're looking for gold, but there are illegal mining operations going on all over the place there. So this little town, they don't have lights at night. They were getting visited by strange beings. Their eyes glowed green, just shadowy figures. They have a long history of the Pelicaras, the face peelers. The old story is that some people think it was white people when they came in, that they would kill these people and use their, I don't know why they'd take their face off, but they would use their fat to make oils and like whatever you used oils with, you know, clean your swords or whatever. I don't know. But the more updated version. So like there's this one specific story, July 29th, 2023. So this 15-year-old girl knew of these shadowy figures and she's going out to get some fruit and it's dark and she's aware, she's looking around. She goes to grab these grapefruit and these two creatures approach her with glowing green eyes, gross elongated face. They glided towards her and one reached down and pressed his hand over her face and the other one had a long knife and was about to cut her neck. And this town was used to these shadowy figures, so there was a patrol going around and she heard the patrol happening and that gave her the power to like push them off of her somehow. And so she had a couple cuts on her neck because they were about to do something. And
that's from the knife?
Yeah. They jumped in and helped her out. And they said that they shot it a couple times point blank. You know, this guy was 10 feet away with a 16-gauge shotgun and it knocked the thing down, but then it got up and glided away. So here's a quote. These gentlemen are aliens. They seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I shot one twice and it didn't fall. Instead, it elevated and disappeared. So they have all these stories. I'll pull up this video. Kind of went viral within the last couple of years because there are these videos of, so they cleared out the forest around their city a little bit so that they could have a better vantage point of these shadowy things. It's because they do these patrols. And there's videos of them just shooting their guns just out into the trees. Like, it's like right the there,
village.
It's, right
it's like the village. Remember the village? It's like that.
I didn't see right? that, but it, but
the
maybe.
The village. You didn't see the village?
No.
Hey, did you see the village?
In it.
What the fuck, guys? Do you not care about what happened to M. Night Shyamalan after the Sixth Sense? I mean,
dude, he lost six signs or something. Signs, yeah, he lost.
Okay, so you bailed right before. I'm just telling you, there's a, I don't know if you smoke weed or not, but watch The Happening and then watch The Village. And I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've seen The Happening, yeah. Get high and watch it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
So here's some other things about these things that some people say they're silver suits. Some people say they're black suits. Their shoes are big, but they have two big round things on the bottom. And so that somehow there's that they think that that's the propulsion on them.
Remember those hoverboards that kids would get when they were trying to dunk in high school? They would get these shoes.
Spencer had those.
Shit,
yeah.
Now that shit just morphed into like, white dudes that have way too much money that will like go clip in their bike and get on these all this spandex and shit and go to a cafe and then get off their bike and still wear those like front heels.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know how you can feel okay about yourself doing that. Like, your hobby is so dorky that like you have to actually look like a dork in public to do your dorky hobby. Most dorky hobbies you can just do in your basement.
Yeah, and
you could make money making shoes that those shoes could clip into.
little soles. Yeah, little rubber soles. So they don't sound like golfers every time you're in the fucking coffee shop. Can you make a form-fitting, I don't know, I just don't like looking at their bodies, regardless of their body type. It's just too much.
Too early. Everything's too soon. It's like you need like a year and a half more work on that bike to make that little butt look okay.
Like, just go uphill a little bit more every day.
So they got these saucer shoes. They're flying around in their little saucer shoes.
They have these saucer shoes. They also have these little platforms that are like 2 to 4 feet that they kind of surf on. There's just a weird mixture of all this technology that these people talk about. That they were.
Wait. I'm sorry. Just because do they put their shoes on top of the platform thing?
Yeah.
There's no
the platform thing can fly, but when they're on the ground, they're kind of gliding on the ground. They don't really walk, they kind of glide.
Yeah, it sounds so like the shoes are like little mini hover discs, and then the big one can get you up,
but get you higher. Yeah,
or maybe the round things clip into the board.
Oh, maybe, yes. Oh, and they're just the dorks. They're the dorks. All the other aliens are inside going, I can't believe this is the impression that Americans are getting. Or I'm sorry, South Americans.
There's videos of them shooting into the jungle. But a lot of people said, I've shot this thing point blank, didn't affect it, you know. And
sounds fun as shit. For anyone who likes guns, that sounds like a dream scenario where you're just like, I can shoot a thing and it looks like a man.
How scary is that too? They're saying that these things are 7 feet tall and that they also have other little crafts that can fly around. So there's another video of them like looking up in the sky because it's like hovering over their village.
Can you screen share these videos?
I'll do one. They're not, you know, they're not as good as how I'm making them. Let's start with the here's the thing. I'm gonna show a couple things that like are not safe, that we probably shouldn't show on here. But
what are we about to watch someone die? I don't want to watch
not this
like
not,
that.
not
what, hey, like copyright stuff or like weird shit.
These things are called the face peelers, right? So there's this other viral video of somebody whose like whole face is just a skeleton, but their body is still their body.
I mean, you gotta show this stuff. Yeah, okay. If that's the type of shit we shouldn't be showing, that's fine. Because I want to know how real it looks, because it's not real.
Yeah. Because this one, I'm like going like this one. I mean, not this. That face thing could be some AI stuff, but I've seen a couple other things where the faces were peeled and it looks just like cow mutilation stuff. And I'm like,
maybe they just have a bad bath salts epidemic down there.
Yeah.
Remember bath salts back in the day?
Yeah. Oh my God. What happened? Are we just good with bath salts now? Like, bath salts, yeah.
They turned it into, they turned them into a relaxation thing. People now relax in those things now.
So this is them being interviewed, but it cuts to the footage of them just seeing something and shoot and get to 2:30. So it's like, you know, these guys, they don't have lights. They have flashlights and they're there with their family, those kids.
Okay, so build up to the shooting, though. I want to know like what the energy is like just a couple of seconds before. You know, is it?
Yeah.
Does everybody look away?
I think this just cuts to it, but they're trying to all videotape it. They're trying to get it. They've got their phones. They've got their flashlights. The town, when they sleep in their houses, they like huddle in the middle of their houses because they can hear these somethings walking around the houses and like fucking with the houses. So like, so here's this. It's,
I'm not sure about what I'm trying to look for. It's like in the sky, but it looks like a light.
This we don't see anything. This is just to show that the whole village is, because I did see some weird light up here, but I think it's just
It's also like really low.
I could get 20 people right now to go in 35 minutes to go to the woods and shoot a bunch of guns into
that. You know, that's a good point. I mean, the thing is, it's like,
I thought you had them like flying above the people and shit like that.
No. All the crazy stuff. There's one other video of them looking at something up and slow it down and shoot it. It looks like an insectoid like hanging out in a tree.
Oh, the one we just watched?
No. Not that. That one's just
show the next one.
That one is just to show they're all together. They're all fucking shooting.
And
they're actually all really offended to anybody that says that these are gold miners trying to scare them with their technology, because it's like, no. Whatever.
Before we watch more video, can we just talk about how the cover story is? That it's gold miners with jetpacks? And that's like a real, like the state put that info out there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so the only American publications that have ran it are the typical ones, you know, the New York Post, the Daily Times, whatever, just like
the weird shit.
Yeah.
Our rags, our tabloids.
Yeah.
But how is the cover? I just want us to watch these videos with that lens as well, of like, okay, they want us to believe that these are good. And for, I don't know why I picture the jetpacks as golden, because they're golden, you know, miners or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're like, do we even have jetpacks? I mean, like, we
also got to think about how credible is an observer, right? It's like this balance between not hyper intelligence and not complete stupidity, right? Because stupidity, they can't remember shit. Hyper intelligence, they could embellish and make up whatever they want, right? So it's
right.
Like, you got to try to find, like, and so now you say, okay, with that in mind, a good test to understand how maybe this is not the way I'm really trying to think about it, but like, if you're the cops or whatever, the local law enforcement, and you're trying to do a good job covering something up, and the smartest thing you can come up with is like gold miners on jetpacks, that must mean that you're probably not very smart. So therefore your audience can't be that smart, maybe, because you were elected into this powerful position of, you know, figuring shit out. So you know that these dumbass fools will be like, jetpacks, that's gonna be fuck, you know, because that's,
yeah, or you buy it too, and you're just like, "Oh, okay, it's gold miners on jetpacks. Okay, good.
I thought it was aliens." Like, that's ignorant. So I don't know. That seems really weird. That would be the official statement from any type of like organization.
I just don't think it's a practical, like, I don't know how much jetpacks cost in fuel, but it couldn't be offset by the amount of gold that they could chip away from some kind of mine by using jetpacks.
The cheapest jetpacks that I could find were $100,000.
Dude, and the chances of you don't can't just jump on one of those things and fly it. Have you seen those guys with the water ones?
Yeah, it's hard.
And they'll just be like, wow.
Yeah, that guy on the news guy who
tried. Yeah,
dude, it's the funniest shit.
And I'm like, dude,
it's like slap
jetpack costs more than the gold, and like the jetpacks that we have are loud. None of them are quiet.
Yeah, so I was going to say
talk about. Yeah.
Well, and also it's like first of all, this is news to me that you can just like get a jetpack. I didn't know that. How does it work? I don't get it. That work? I get the water thing, because you're shooting water into water, and like I understand it, but how does it work with air?
Displacement
and how does it not get too hot and like you're able
I just don't understand how this is like a thing. Anyway, it doesn't matter, Willie, don't look it up. So what's the next video?
It's going to be a little clunky because I can't find the one that I thought I had, but it might be this mixed into this, but this one is somebody talking about it. So
talking about the thing in the sky but not seeing this thing in the sky.
Well, he's showing it, but he's like in front of it.
He's one of these guys. He's a streamer or whatever. We'll see if there's any footage in here.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing that exists.
Weird. He looks like a discount Jordan Peele kind of.
And look at how blurry this is. I'm like, come on.
Oh, so, what are we supposed to be looking at? Is that one of the creatures?
Great thing.
They zoomed into somebody's shot and they're like, oh, this looks like an insectoid alien. It looks like he's hovering up by the tree when you see the...
But Willie, I mean, it's like, it's so blurry. These are like fucking Rorschach fucking, yes. You could make anything out of this shit.
Oh, they did. They just made a skull.
Yeah.
So when you see this, when you see it live and then people zoom into it, you know, that's the, I was looking for the main video. And
let's see from here.
This looks like, it's cocoon, like a, you know, the glowing alien.
Yeah. It looks exactly like Cocoon.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Cause you know what I feel like when you do hear like legit experiences with you know, like military people, and they're trying to use their own phone or something, or even on you know, radar or something like that. Their radar will get jammed. All these like electromagnetic issues start happening. Something
Yeah.
starts interfering with this A to B transfer of our kind of primitive technology in a sense. So like when someone's like, oh, I got an alien, like if you're an alien, you're probably trying to be as low key as possible,
I'm
maybe.
glad you brought that up, because if you watch the original, not that there's another one, but the Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that whole movie was based on a lot of UFO encounters. And a lot of the ones from back then had this thing where, like, there'd be a light shining over your car, but your radio would get fucked up and your car would shut
Oh
off, and just a weird electrical interference,
yeah.
electromagnetic.
Blistering on paint too. That happened with the Barney and
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. And so with this thing, yeah, the videos are shit. They're in the middle of nowhere. I like, how do they have smartphones? And you can see a couple people rocking them,
Oh,
but
well,
they
you
don't have,
can't have
like,
not smartphones. It'd be harder not at this point. I mean, like,
yeah.
when's the last time you saw a flip phone?
True.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, there isn't good evidence. But the official story, when I think about miners with jetpacks, I go like, oh yeah, well, so what's their deal? They're trying to get this village to move away from the village, so that they, or keep them from at a distance, so that they can mine gold and not get fucked with.
Yeah.
I don't know if these people would fuck with them anyways, because they just have some, sure, they've got guns, but they're not mining for gold.
Know what it could be if they, you know, they have huge vats of mercury out there.
Oh, just the damage to the
There could
environment.
be like some mercury in the water and some shit, and it could make some people prone to, you know, schizophrenia or psychosis or some shit. So you could have a person that's like,
Ooh.
holy fucking shit. Like, I saw these things on jetpacks. Like, I'm gonna kill myself. And someone's like, stop, stop. And the story gets out of being like, because the lady's just screaming, like, these things on jetpacks are trying to get me. Fuck. Like, but it's just like she's fucking poisoned by mercury.
You have shadowy figures with green glowing eyes, which what could be reflection of night vision goggles. I don't know,
Could be.
but you have a story hyped up, and then you get some mercury, and your brain conflates the two,
Well,
and
I
it's,
mean, you know, I don't know if it's then you get some mercury. I think like it's probably your whole life you've been drinking water with mercury in it, you know?
oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, generational, you know, stuff.
And that would explain, I mean, I feel like you just solved it, because that would explain why they're so adamant about it happening, because they've,
Well,
yeah, that would be the biggest cover up
here's my
for
little
sure.
other spin I have, because I hate big government, I hate the
Okay,
military.
but
I'm
before you get into that, let me just put a bow on this theory that AO came up with, which I love. That's the cover up. That's why it's like gold, it's gold miners with jetpacks, because they, well, but why would you say gold mining? Like, if you,
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
okay.
One of the best ways to cover something up is just to make the discussion of it a mockery, like a complete bogus.
Right.
Even if you just
Yeah.
bring it up, you're like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. You're not getting paid today. You're getting fired, Jack. Right? Or you're not gonna come over here and work. Like, if you threaten to sever someone's like financial stream and their like social acceptability, and you just make it such a ridiculous subject to even discuss. You know, it's much better than being like, oh, something that's more realistic. Like, oh, it's a, I don't know.
To parallel what you're saying, like, I believe they changed it to UAP, A, so they could like
Get
never
away
have to look at the old UFO stuff before, but then they can create a whole new lore that, like, no, this is what you should be afraid of, as
it.
forget about any story in the past, like, just focus on what we're feeding you right now.
It's a rebrand, psychological rebrand.
Burger King's changing their fries again. We got fucking
Burger.
miners with
I mean, all
so
that.
where are you on this? Because both of these stories are like crazy.
I definitely believe that there are different species of intelligent beings here, and I go, like, if one were to start attacking or doing something, like the cow mutilations, to me, I think are very real. It could be military trying to pretend like they're some alien thing, but the story isn't pushed strong enough for that to if that were the case, I feel like the story would be pushed harder. One thing that frightens me is when you look at the human mutilation pictures and stories, the faces being melted. I want to pull a couple up and then you guys tell
me. Ahead.
I mean, if you guys want to see them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe in any of this. This is not, it's, you're not about to show me a dead person. You're about to show me some kind of like After Effects thing.
Yeah. Prosthetics.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Let's do.
There was that. There was that, you know, rotten.com back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was real. That shit was fucked up.
First off, I wanted to say this because no one can take a shotgun blast point blank, you know, but, and this is loud, but this is a drone that looks like a human flying a jetpack. And they're like, oh, that's funny, but it's loud as fuck.
Oh, so wait, is that what a jetpack is? It's just fans? It's just.
No. I'll show you
jetpack. Show that military guy flying around that ship. It's crazy.
It's like jet propulsion, right? It's like.
Yeah. I'm not in charge of my searching for this guy.
So it's like, you navigate with your arms like Iron Man? Just mute this.
Yes.
It's just music.
Yeah, pretty funny, right? Like,
whoa, dude. Whoa. But you know,
the one thing that I, about this video, I just noticed, and not to be like a propagandist, but like there's no wash on the water when he takes off and he's super low.
Ooh, good call. I'm going to go back and look. You're right.
I mean, that's what I was wondering about.
How small those exhausts are, that would be a really focused. It's not like they're super huge diameter. Watch.
It's blowing out of a straw, though. You should at least see.
You should see it at least for a hot second down there. Oh, maybe you do.
Yeah, you might.
But on
there's
this.
There's some quick spray.
Yeah, right at the very beginning, but
and then but then I don't know if he just gets too high that you wouldn't see it. Yeah, I mean if it's real, yeah, it's,
I bet there
crazy.
Is a little bit right there, but yeah, I would expect to see it right there too. Now he's getting a little bit higher, and there you think
right I'm, there.
Yeah, you think, and right there you think there would be some type of debris on that boat, like. Something.
They need to put they need to put it in front. Someone needs to blast someone else in the face with it or push over like a pile of sand or something. Yeah, just to display. Hey, like it's working.
And then it shows that's what like cowl mutilations were, is it just blasts off their face and like
well it's funny you say that because some people talking about what it would take to oh, look, we see it right there.
Oh, there it is.
But it wasn't like that before.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like that launch one was kind of.
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like I believe this because it's not really a show of force. I just don't know why you would put this out if it wasn't real. Like, what is this guy? Like, I'm not afraid of this guy, like flying around like that. Like, I'll shoot him, you know, like.
Yeah.
I'll just aim a fan at him.
Yeah, it's very cool, but I'm not like, this isn't like shock and awe or anything.
This one really fascinated me because, okay, so first off.
Damn, what is this? Notepad?
Yeah.
Damn, you have a hectic notepad.
I know, dude.
Really, how do you find anything in there? That's like, over a certain amount of items, you're more lost than you were at the beginning.
Yeah, no, he doesn't find anything in there usually. I was very surprised by the quickness of this turnaround.
Control F. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh.
So some people say that this guy was tortured by getting his face dipped into a piranha tank. They found this guy. And I'm going like, oh, fuck you.
But some people say, to me, that just looks like a mask.
Yeah, that didn't look very good. That didn't look like.
I keep trying to figure out how, like, if all the connectivity was still in the back and not in the front, the skull would still stay together.
Oh, wait. What? For a real skull?
So I just saw that thing recently, and I wanted to bring this up because we've talked about this topic before. It was called Dyatlov Pass. It were these Russian hikers that the Russian military found, and we didn't have this picture back then. This is a picture of somebody from Dyatlov Pass And so some people are claiming that, like, oh, this was a human mutilation thing. His face either got blasted off, melted by something, or was taken off just like cow mutilations. And I'm sorry to show you. I'm just going like,
is this like a, but that looks like a female body. Does it have boobs?
Yeah. This is
oh, okay.
This is a female. Yeah. And this is some other human mutilation things. And they have these burn holes where they're like, oh, this must have been so hot that it cauterized and didn't bleed right away. But their faces are either melted or peeled off, just like a lot of the cow mutilations. I'm sorry. It's I have a hard time looking at this stuff, but I only bring it up because of they have a history of face peelers in their lore. And so one idea is that, oh, these are human mutilations that have happened that they've, I don't know, for some reason, South America's got a lot of UFO activity. And
yeah, it feels like a desolate place to me, right? I mean, isn't it just like fucking forests?
Yeah.
Well, but you also have got the Nazca lines down there. There's those, what some people think are like alien runways.
Oh, no. Yeah. Listen, I'm saying, like, if I were an alien and I was like, where can we hide? I don't like the desert. So I guess we'll go to the forest, you know?
Yeah, dude, the forest has tons of mosquitoes, though.
Yeah, but if you're an alien, maybe it's cool. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's like you're more rich if you have more mosquitoes on you.
One of the aliens has a very devious plot to get a bunch of off and spray his rival so that his rival will not be covered in any mosquitoes, and then he'll be the ruler.
Yep, and then he'll get all the ladies, all the alien ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Get the tax people. That's dope.
There was this other thing, the Kelly Hopkinsville attack in Kentucky. I forget when that happened. I think it was the late 80s, early 90s. But they also described goblins floating in the air that disappeared when they shot at them. And I'm just going like, it's just cool to hear that there's another story somewhere else that's similar. That's why I bring all these.
So this is like new aliens. This is like we've never talked about these aliens, right? On the show before?
No.
Which race would you presume them to be a part of? And AO, do you know about all the alien races? This is the most fascinating part to me.
I just know.
Sorry, go on.
The Greys and the Nordics.
Okay.
Greys, Nordics. There's insectoids. And there's there's a couple different reptilians. There's the reptilians from Earth, and there's the reptilians from Draconia.
Okay.
Or Draco.
Isn't there some V word? Isn't there a V alien?
Probably my mind is not. Oh, well, there's Venusians. There have been aliens that have landed here saying that they're from Venus and they look like humans. Mm-hmm. Like the guy who built the Integratron was approached by Venusians. Based on that video of the one that they zoomed in on that you couldn't really see anything, that looked like it could have been a mantoid, insectoid kind of.
Yeah, it definitely looks like Coney Heady.
Yeah, it looks like the bad guy logo for an 80s cartoon.
Yeah. But, I mean, the fact that some people describe them as wearing silver suits or black suits, I'm like, oh, I could see silver suits reflecting black at night, you know,
Yeah.
They don't see them during the day.
That's what those kids said at in Zimbabwe in 1994 at the aerial school. Those things had like tight, and they talked about multiple of the kids talked about the guy running across the field. They're like, one of them was like working on this ship. One of them like was kind of out facing us, and then one of them kept repeat walking, kind of floating through like glitching through the field.
Yeah.
What if
they're time travelers?
No. What if it's a different thing? Like, you know how I could play a guitar note and we'll all hit, if as long as we're in the atmospheric pressure of Earth's atmosphere, we'll hear it all as a G chord. Like we'll all be like, oh yeah, that was a G, right? What if there's like telepathic like waves that can be pulsed out and it can rake through like a group of people to make them all be like red cat? Or like,
I'm so into that. Just you know, like, weird Earth energy anomalies, magnetic interferences. That like these, they're not actually in the same time, but they are experiencing it.
Totally. Because, you know, I had this conversation. I did this event like a month ago in San Francisco. Went out to this like party and was in this kitchen of this like really smart, really interesting dude that owns this business that does like, I think, semiconductor type of or computer chip stuff. And I was talking with this person and she was telling me she works for a company that they take ultrasound. And they find a point in the brain, like if you have a stutter or something, they'll triangulate the stutter and then they'll use ultrasound to basically adjust it and like eliminate the stutter or eliminate
Wow.
your urge to like smoke or like all this crazy shit, right? So it's like that really got me thinking about, oh yeah, you know, we think very terrestrial in this, even in the sense of our imaginations. Like, what's a trippy thing you can think of? And like Burning Man or like doing acid and going into the woods. Like, yeah, that's trippy, but that's all terrestrial. Like, there could be something that does strum through space-time and wiggle certain parts of our brain because it's only dealing with like going to things that are at certain densities. And so all of our brains are roughly the pretty much the same density. So it's like, oh, found those, target it. And then it's like, yeah, like little man, but really it's a something else or
Yeah.
Yeah, like
I
a
mean,
cloak, like a very well thought out cloaking device.
yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Just like the idea from all the lore that I've heard, it's just like, oh yeah, they're everywhere. They can project a frequency that we can't see. So their cloaking is actually by manipulating our brain waves.
Well, and that's how, even how we work. Like how does a really horrible person function in society? Is like typically they cloak themselves by going to church and being like, oh, he's a good church guy. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't be fucking molesting children. And then all that's a cloak, right? So once again, when I started off talking about like things mirror each other, like there's evidence in everything for anything and everything in a sense, is
But
confusing.
they, yeah, but these guys are like just good enough to maybe pull off a miner with a jetpack. Like that's how they're like, I don't know what we should look like. What if we were gold miners with jetpacks? And everyone's like, Steve did it again. He's
Yeah,
so good at
dude.
thinking of these
I
things.
mean, like, please show me a gold miner with a jetpack. Like, what is this?
We
Like,
need some
honestly,
reference.
the jetpack costs more than like a day's worth of running gold, you know?
Well,
I
I've
don't
been thinking about that. You get the jetpacks in bulk, right? I mean, like you don't pay 100,000 for each one. You do a deal. You get 20 for like, you know.
You or you get it for free because you like. You like bullied them with
Yeah, that's cool.
your army.
Oh yeah, with all
Give me
your
a
gold
jetpack,
mafia
Jeff.
shit.
Give me a
Yeah.
jetpack, dude. Look behind me. Here, we made your gravestone. Here's your gravestone, Jeff.
But so like if it is aliens, what are they doing? Why are they terrorizing this village if it's aliens? I understand it if it's humans.
Yeah. I mean, like, what is this face peeling thing like? Well, and also, I will
Yeah.
say that there are a lot of people missing from this community.
Okay, sure. But then if you're not going to use the face to assimilate back into the society as a pod person, then why are you taking the face?
Here's a bad idea that I heard somebody write, and I'm just like, you know, the same thing you're saying. Like, we can only project the things that we can come up with, and of course, Predator always comes up, and it's like, well. Somebody was saying that they can take the face off and put it on them and then cloak themselves as that person so that they can torture you. And so this comes into the idea of them somehow feeding or being fueled by our fear. So they can put the face on, mimic you, and then just
Like really fuck with your mind.
psychological torture. Yeah.
Right.
That's terrifying.
I know, dude. Jackie, grandma's like fucking with you for like a week and you're just scared. Grandma, what are you doing?
It. Your
Yeah, how do
grandma's
you?
torturing you.
But they must also be fucking with your head, right? Because like I'm thinking if a if an alien came and took your face and then you came over, I would be like, this doesn't feel like Willy,
Yeah,
right?
that guy. I saw the guy. You saw the guy try to do it in Men in Black. Where? How far did he get? He couldn't get his shit together. He kept running out of sugar. He needed all this. He was so hydrated.
Yeah, dude. He had
problems instantly.
The best place I think to find videos is on Reddit. You know, there's always links. But like, I will say it's weird because even with this, a lot of the videos keep getting taken down. I'm like, well, I know we're going towards this realm of social media taking down anything, but a lot of these videos were taken down. And that doesn't mean anything. It's just, it kind of bothers me. But I'm also going like, because here's a thought that I had. What if it was a technically advanced society such as our own, where the secret military who has technology that our society is not aware of, and maybe they're fucking with them because they need something down there. And so what did we get out of it? Right now, the U.S. like re-upped an agreement with Peru to allow us to use their airspace to help them patrol. I'm like, so after all this shit, like we now our military is allowed to fly over there. Like what's over there?
Well, you know what's over there. It could just be as simple as there's people that other people don't give a shit about. You know what I mean? Like that's how the U.S. saw women in Puerto Rico back in whenever that was, the 60s or something like that. They were down there doing all sorts of crazy ass contraceptive and reproductive health experiments. Like, you know what I mean? And I hate using that word experiments because it almost like makes people be like, oh, experiments, like a crazy fucking doctor. It's like they were doing horrific, inhumane medical practices. That
on record, like it's all legit. This did happen.
Yeah. So like I could see that's a great point that you made is like maybe it's they've just identified, you know, hey, we'll loan you an F-16. We'll fly it, but we'll be there and we'll help you kind of have a little bit more of a beefed up presence. But in trade, you let us kind of set up a couple of little tents or yurts out in the fucking jungle there.
One idea that's always kind of bothered me, but it's always there is that. Sure, maybe we've reverse engineered some crafts. Like I believe that we have, but maybe all of these alien abductions have never been aliens. It's always been humans pretending to be aliens. The idea is we reverse some crafts that were here from a long time ago. They've never been here. It's always been us. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. There's no evidence for anything, but I'm like, fuck, dude, we would definitely do that.
Yeah, dude, humans are sadistic at the, like if the mass emotion of human could be put in a massive kneecap and then a doctor could hit that thing and be like, what's the reflex that psyche gives? It's going to be like competitive, fearful violence. That's a human's, I'm scared. I'm fucking freaked out. And now I'm ready to like shoot into the darkness, into the trees with my friends. You know what I mean? So like preemptively, like are humans capable of doing really treacherous, horrific shit like 9/11 or, you know, the Puerto Rico shit that they did to all those women down there. Could they be doing it down here just to see what happens? Like what happens when you blow a pulse of air at 5,000 miles an hour from 6 feet away from someone's face?
Yeah.
Oh, it pins it to the fucking bone. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, I guess that's what it does. Who the fuck? Put her in the river, you know? Cause no one's going to be like, where is Maria?
I know, because the alternative is, oh, well, these prisoners that we don't like, we're going to do it on them. And then you have all these people that are like against you using on the prisoners, like just take this out there, use it, take some pictures, come back. I don't know.
It makes more sense. It could be multiple things. It doesn't just have to be one thing. It could be like, hey, how do people react to like aliens? If we make these people believe, if this little tiny thing in this little tribe, I don't want to call them a tribe, town.
How far does it spread? What's the reaction from the local government?
Reaction is they're shooting at us. Like, that's going to stop screaming and shooting at us. So,
because think about it, like, I like if you think about it and everything has to be part of a bigger thing because there's someone else. So if it's to this complex level, someone's organizing it. So, right, like you would want to test, you'd want to know, okay, let's do a thing in over Phoenix, Arizona, because the average mean education is a bachelor's degree at a 4-year college. You know what I mean? Okay, now do it over Longmont, Colorado. That's because the median income is this. And so you get all these different data points of like audiences you've tested this against, and then you see where the peaks are. You're like, oh, it does really well in poor communities or like hyper-rich communities or, you know,
who knows? I'm glad you brought that up because it's an interesting thing where, like, listen, I know we go through this every year, but there's a big push right now of people saying that aliens are going to be here within the next year. And governments are freaking out about, or our government is freaking out about how to not lose control of their power. One idea is that, yeah, they're going to fake an alien invasion. One idea is that, well, they're trying to make us all afraid of them before they get here so that, you know, then they only they can deal with them because we're all fucking afraid and want to listen to our leaders or so. But when they come within the next year, you know, they're really, it's really going to be the situation of like, if you guys can listen to this list of things you need to do, get rid of your weapons, stop using nukes, like having to progress emotionally or what, spiritually, whatever, all these things, then you can join us. Otherwise it's like, you're just a fucking wasting this planet away. Or, well, I don't know, you know, this, everyone's pushing their ideas on all of these things, but it's coming from all these different angles of like, let's say something was going to show up here and every single power entity that we have would lose their power. They're going to want to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, testing little areas, see how people react. That's very on point with like, and of course, rebranding it UAPs and having a technological version of like, well, we're, here we are. This is where we are now. Pope saying that if aliens are real, they're also children of God. Or, I don't know. There's a lot of.
I like that stance.
Different. Yeah.
I mean, I do too. It just doesn't feel like what's the end goal of any of that? I know it's to keep your power, but like, how does fearing aliens help? I don't know that you would need to set up a fear of aliens. It's like a whole new thing that just came to this planet. Like,
this goes kind of deep too. There's so many different versions. One version is there's a race of aliens that are going to show up, but there's already aliens here and they don't want to lose control to the new aliens. So
sure.
Like an alien.
It's like, yeah.
Like when I would go to high school and there'd be another black kid there, the guy would kind of be a little pissy for the first couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Not always, no. But it's a token thing, right? You're like, oh, now I'm not special anymore.
It wasn't like, oh, here's another person who's going through my experience. We should be friends.
Actually, you typically become friends with the black kids ASAP.
Just real quick, were you the coolest guy in high school?
No, you know what's crazy is I was. Everybody knew me, but no one hung out with me because I was always making music. But I was like, you know what I mean? I was like definitely like very reserved and. You know, I think people just knew me through the tunes.
Okay.
You know what? So
we.
I have an angle on this though, and we won't go down this lane because I think it is a whole different lane. But it's kind of like the physical alien is kind of like a rope-a-dope in a sense. Like this, it's like this big swirling UFO up over my right shoulder, right? But the real like straight down the middle jab that's coming is a digital species. Is a digital alien that can read your thoughts because you've already given it your thoughts. And it's just taking a combination of the most, you know, like the best predicting mechanisms that it can possibly come up with to be like, I bet AO's going to look at a guitar in the next 2 weeks after being on this podcast because he just told these guys he's only had one and it made him think. And then all of a sudden it puts a guitar on the screen, like within the hours of me being like, I'm feeling ready to make this purchase, right?
Yeah. So
I think, you know, are these things interconnected? Is there some super fucking wacky smart guy that's like pulling all the levers of this? I don't think so. I think humanity's just like probably Plinko chipping its way down to the end. And all these kind of random jerking left and right things are like real because they're happening and people are working on stuff and people are motivated and people are motivated for different reasons, which brings different outcomes, even if you're studying the same topic. But yeah, like I think our aliens here and living with us, like physically, probably like in some type of shape or something that moves around, but also like, are they interacting with us on a daily basis? Yes. But I think it's a different species. I think it's that digital species that's like created by a human, but now it's like starting to become this, you know, dog that doesn't come back when you call for it. And it's kind of spending more time out in the woods, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been thinking about this lately. Like, what if my brain was the God to my universe? Because my whole body is a universe, and there's things that are alive in it, and they're functional, and they have a job, and, you know, they could this be a parallel to the solar system? Because I do think that our experiences, consciousness is the universe, and it's expressing itself. And I don't know. I don't like that version, because then when we're done, I don't know if we carry on ourselves, because we were a part of this thing. But I'm like, if there was an intelligent species that knew that that was the state of the universe, what are they doing? You know, like, I picture a really old species that knows.
Oh, they're con men. I feel like this is the world for con men. I think, like, you set up this world, you invent. Listen, this is not like a socialist agenda item, but, like, I will be talking about capitalism. And it feels like everything we've talked about, like AO was saying, you know, something about sociopath, or you were alluding to, like, the only people. What did you say? Didn't you say something? Anyway, I'm just saying, like, if these aliens are coming here, it's to bilk us. It's to get more out of us, because I think this is all fake. And we're going to wake up. We're going to die and wake up and be like, ah, God, was just about money. That was it.
Yeah.
Because I believe in simulation. So I think we're in a simulation. And and if aliens ever do come here, it would just be to, like, capitalize. Maybe not. Maybe they would start the whole thing over. Go on.
Picture you jumping into somebody's video game, and you can do whatever you want, but they're just playing the video game. You could fuck with them. You could, like, take on different characters that they have to interact with. You can set up scenarios that they have to react to.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
You know, I just had a thought too, is, you know how we use software to design something and then print it out into a 3D printer?
Yeah.
This could be just a hyper, hyper advanced simulation that we're like, it's some future thing being like, hey, like, time doesn't matter to us. Like, we're so, like, intelligent. Time has stretched for us and it doesn't matter. So we have the time to let a 100-year simulation run and put this thing in it and just see what it does. And then they say, oh, wow, okay, these guys, they didn't kill any. They didn't do shit. They were honest. Like, that's our A team. You know, these guys were, like, hard workers. They did some da da da, and then that's our B team, and then the rest just cut. It could be something like that. We could have crazy software waiting to be, like, biologically 3D printed, and it's just letting it us run our algorithm. You know, what will it do? Will it turn into a psychopath fucking child molester, or will it, like,
right,
be in a funky ass band?
What do you think, though? Is the what do you think? Because I have just rejected this idea of, like, that money is success. And so does that make me a loser in this simulation? Like, am I going to get 3D printed? Am I not cutthroat enough to make it in the next thing? Because I was like, chill.
I don't think it would be about that one singular thing. It'd be an accumulation. It would be like, it'd be like, what are your net positives? And they would have identified their own little positive, like Plinko. Like, maybe they're different weird little shapes, and our emotions are these little, and they, like, somehow filter through, and then they're like, oh yeah, like, this thing is a good, this is going to be a good asset to fly our drones or some,
like,
shit.
Like, let's print him out,
and then you're just this weird robot, like, with a printout body.
You're aware of what you are, but
you're like, you way cooler and shit, and, like, way smarter, and
oh, sweet.
With, like, a turbo, like, maybe you just get, imagine, like, hey, I think I've done pretty damn good in this life in the sense of, like, being chill and, like, good to people. So I would be very stoked to see what I was times 50. Cause I'd be like, I'm gonna be a lot of fucking fun. You know what I mean? It's gonna be great. Like,
I know, dude. I'm like, I always picture the best version of myself, but it's like, that one can't come out until I'm comfortable enough to not have to worry about
it. Yeah. It's so now. I mean, I was just, as you guys were talking, I was diagnosing, like, what could I take away from myself that would make me perfect? Obviously, there's not a lot, because I'm pretty close. But what I do think is that, like, it's self-doubt, right? It's like, oh, I shouldn't say that because it might not be the right thing to say or whatever.
They're going, like, to look at me.
Yeah, if you anything. Had no self-doubt, I feel like, because that's everything I hate about me, I think.
Well, I think, one, I don't think it's a strive for, like, perfection. I think it's a strive for, like, some type of cohesive, cooperative balance in the next phase.
Right, and a connectivity with... But you can't connect to people that aren't on that level either. So your situation can disconnect you from yourself too. And that's what throws me off about society is when everyone is brainwashed to not being themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hear you 100% on that.
Oh, man, dude, I don't know. I feel like we need to end this episode and continue it on our bonus because I have a lot to say about it, kind of. But I don't know. Is that a good premise that we're, like, making a video game where you could... Well, we're talking about two things.
It's using our experience and, like, how to capitalize on our human experience almost. Not capitalize. Yeah. That's the wrong word.
Well,
like,
no, you can say capitalize because in the next whatever, capitalize is not a bad word because we're all perfect. So capitalized just means taking advantage of is also sounds bad. What's a good way to say that?
How about this? What's the point of this life knowing that what you do here affects the next one? I don't know if that's too specific.
Well, here, okay. Think of it this way. You ever seen those stones that somehow look like they were maybe put together and then heated up and they all kind of organically form together? I think they're in Peru or something like that. You know, if you like, imagine if you took wet concrete, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then you wanted to make it like a path, and you put all those Ziploc bags together. So they all had all 100% unique shapes, and then the concrete dried, and then you cut away the plastic, and it had this like very organic, every single stone was different. That's what I think. You know, if you think about that, if you think about something like that locking together, that's going to be way more strong than right angle blocks. Hitting on top of each other or circles.
You saying that makes me go, we are having individual experiences, but we are a community. So the only way it works is if we can.
That's what I'm saying. I've always talked about, it's not about like my tree of life. It's about the ecosphere around my roots, right? Like it really is about the people in the forest and the trees up underneath my like life. So it's like, not underneath in the sense of like below, but like supportive of it, right? So like, you're truly only as strong as your touching bodies. And it's not about like a perfection, like chisel or like you're fucking exactly this thing. It's that you are exactly yourself. And the strength of the block can only be tested by running it this very potent ego and intelligence through this software to be like, is it going to be rigid and easily shiftable? Or is it going to be very organic and easily interconnectable to like exactly what it needs, we need it to be, right? And like, I think that's, I think that's why it's so, when people are like, how do you just be yourself, Ayo? Like, that's so cool. Like, I wish I could be more like, and it's like, it really just takes doing it. It's like really just a free fall, right? And like, I feel like if aliens were to come down and shit, like, and were to really be heated about something, I truly believe that they could like somehow scan me or already have clocked me and be like, oh, this guy's fucking cool, dude. Like, actually, I dig some of his tunes. Like, I've heard those shits. This guy's kind of sick. Like, let's not mess with this guy. Let's not like blow.
But do you think that assholes think that too? Do you think that assholes walk around being assholes and then are like, yeah, in the next life, I'm going to fucking get them? Like,
I think so. I think assholes are just fucking, they're just like, that's an inflexible person. An asshole is because you're uncomfortable with any type of different change other than what you
do. Just don't know. I just don't know what these people living life who are assholes think that they're doing. I mean, it's funny. We do have to end this episode. We're so long. I don't know how Willie's going. Let's just end it. Ayo, the band, Crashing Hotels. You can find it wherever. Spotify and stuff. I'm assuming.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Just
what's the one that benefits you the most to find you at?
Oh man. I mean, I think the easiest is Spotify, but Spotify is such a horrible fucking
I know, dude. That's what bothers me.
But it's like, free to follow, right? So just like,
yeah, you know what? You can benefit me just by hitting a follow button because dude, I literally have like 90 listeners, but I guarantee I will pay you $2 on Venmo if you listen to just put my shit on random. If the first song you listen to, you don't like it, I will send you $2. Venmo.
I love that. I love that.
3,000 people listening here, mark my fucking word, I will do it. But if you like it, you gotta like. So let's see if I can get, you know.
Okay, so that's how it goes. You gotta look up crashing hotels. You gotta say random. If you don't like the song, what they can PM you on.
That's me on Instagram.
Instagram. So DM Instagram on AO. What's your Instagram handle?
Crashing_hotels.
Crashing_hotels. Okay. He promises he will send you $2.
I love that. I agree, man. I think it's great.
If you do like it.
Straight up, Willie, you listen to it, right? Like, yeah. And that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to sound like too like jazzy too quick, but that's what I got when I put out my last album, Trophic Cascade. Dude, it was like, I have screenshots of like multiple people. That was what they said. They're like, dude, I put that shit on. We listened to it like 3 times over, just back to back, like dug it. And so I really do. Just keep in mind when you listen to it, it is a person who has for their entire life fantasized a feeling of like, yeah, like a combing of sound.
A combing, yeah. All right. So that's the challenge. And if you do like it, subscribe, hit the like button. Is it on Spotify? You can just like the song too. So you could also see, can you see that as a creator?
Follow the band though. Yeah. Save it to a playlist.
Follow the band, like the songs.
But also, if you don't like it, let us know too, because I want to keep track.
I want to keep track too. I was just thinking we could have AO back in like a year. And then he could tell us like what. Okay, then we could really know if we give you a bump at all.
Yeah,
then we would know. And it's the end of October here. It's almost spooky season.
Spooky.
So do that. So it's Crashing Hotels. AO, thank you for being here. We're going to continue the conversation. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to hear that. I feel like it's going to be pretty heady and pretty fucking. Thanks everyone for listening. AO, thank you for being here. Remember, just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Sci-fi.
Love me anyway you can. I was burning from a distance.